with a check of your sports. I'm sports director Travis Crin. Some more baseball coming up later this afternoon for Dakota Wesleyan as they're scheduled to host Concordia for two games today starting at 1 o'clock. Dakota Wesleyan will also play tomorrow versus South Dakota State. That'll be at the Sanford Baseball Diamonds in Sioux Falls, scheduled for 3 o'clock starts. Dakota Wesleyan softball, they'll play at home in Mitchell for the first time this season. That's going to be on Friday and Saturday. The Tigers will face off Friday against Midland at 3 o'clock for a doubleheader. On Saturday, they'll take on Concordia starting at 1 o'clock. Tickets available coming up this week for SDSU football. SDSU football season ticket holders and a Jackrabbit Club members will have their first opportunity to buy tickets for the Jackrabbits football game at Target Field in Minneapolis, September 16th versus Drake. I'll have an exclusive pre-sale beginning at 10 a.m. this Thursday morning for those season ticket holders. All pre-sales will end at 10 p.m. on Sunday night. Tickets for SDSU students in the south end zone will be $20 apiece, and also prices for non-premium tickets range from $16 all the way to $109. A kickoff for that game scheduled for 2:30 on September 16th. SDSU baseball, they're going to take on Briarcliff in Sioux City, Iowa. That game has been changed to Briarcliff's home field. That is at 2 o'clock this afternoon. And as mentioned, SDSU, they're scheduled to take on Dakota Wesleyan coming up tomorrow at 3 o'clock down in Sioux Falls. A couple of Player of the Week honorees here for South Dakota State softball. They're scheduled to travel to Ames, Iowa this afternoon for a 1 p.m. doubleheader versus Iowa State. SDSU juniors Jocelyn Carrillo and pitcher Tori Kanishi were both recognized yesterday as the Summit League Peak Performer and Pitcher of the Week. Carrillo, she had a solid weekend for the Jackrabbits in their sweep of Omaha and Sioux Falls. In the three games, Carrillo went 5-for-10 at the plate, had three doubles, had two walks while driving in an RBI. She also had the game-winning RBI in a 1-0 eight-inning victory on Friday. Meanwhile, for Kanishi, just one of the best pitchers in the Summit League, she pitched in all three games over the weekend versus Omaha, starting two and ending up with all three victories for the Jackrabbits. In the series finale, Kanishi would go a school record 14 innings in the circle, and gave up six hits and five walks, but struck out 15 batters as SDSU would win that game 1-0 in 14 innings. For Kanishi, this is her fourth Pitcher of the Week award this season and the 11th of her career. Meanwhile, for Carrillo, this is only the second Player of the Week for her in her college career and the first since 2021. And that's a look at your sports this morning. I'm Travis Crins.